Celebrated my 1 year birthday of sobriety. Growing up was really a difficult time for me. My father used to beat me and rape me, and I come from the second oldest of eight. I was the one that was abused and pretty much treated like a rag doll. I learned how to eat from being chained to a refrigerator. I would cut my hair, or my father would cut my hair, so I would always look like a boy. I was really lonely and depressed and suicidal at such a young age. I started drinking at the age of 14, just so I could have courage to face him or numb whatever would happen to me when he got home from work. Being a teenage mom was really difficult. I got pregnant at the age of 16, and I had a boy. His name was Alex. I was able to go to school and work. I ended up getting two bachelor's degrees, one in marketing and one in business. In the beginning of my 20s, I was working three jobs, one to pay for an attorney for custody for my child, two for rent, and three for all the miscellaneous bills that I had to cover just to live life. At the age of 15, my son came out of the closet of him being gay, and it was really cool because we were just jamming out to some music, and he all of a sudden turns it down. He's like, "Hey, Mom." I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" He said, "You know I'm gay, right?" And I was like, "Pfft, totally know you're gay. It's all good." And he's like, "Sweet." Turn the music back up. We start jamming. I was in and out of a couple bad relationships. I got to the point where I would always get so drunk that I would push them to snap at me. And it was my excuse to be able to express my anger back towards them. So I was doing a lot of reflecting. At the age of 30, I really got into my drunkenness. And alcoholism even more. I was working a lot and just decided that I couldn't take it, so every night I would start drinking. I eventually got laid off and had a really good relationship at the time where he at the time told me that I can just relax and take my time looking for work. And then I ended up just drinking, going to the liquor store at 6 a.m. trying to, get my bottle of vodka with the shakes, and if they were 5 minutes late, I'd be super pissed off. What the hell? You guys are supposed to be here for me. This is me. And then, I tried to commit suicide on December 8th, 2015, and it was a fail, obviously. But I woke up getting shipped off to the mental institution for three days, then into detox, then into one center. I relapsed at that center. And then I was thrown back into detox, found a really great counselor, put in a 1 year program. I am now 1 year sober. I'm also completed my 12 steps, and I have a great sponsor. I have tons of commitments. I'm a part of H&I. About a month ago, my son told me that he was going to transition into a woman, which I fully support, and I'm just really proud of him for having the courage to come out. And she now is on her journey for happiness, and I'm on my journey for happiness to seek sobriety and stay sober and be of service to anyone who I can reach out to. I worked my recovery so fucking hardcore that I just feel amazing, and I'm really grateful to be able to be in this booth and share my story and just get it out before I begin the 5K. Thank you so much for letting me record this. I'm Alicia, and I'm an alcoholic.